Chapter 1 13 months later. A thud jerked me awake. I was up and moving, my sword in my hand, before my brain processed that I was now standing. I paused. Sarat raised. A thin sliver of watery pre-dawn light broke through the gap between the curtains. The magic was up. On my left, in the little nursery Curran had sectioned off from our bedroom, Conlon stood in his crib, wide awake. The room was empty except for me and my son. Thud, thud, thud! Someone pounded on my front door. The clock on the wall told me it was 10 till 7. We kept shapeshifters' hours, late to bed, late to rise. Everyone I knew was aware of that.
Uh-oh,
Conlon said. Uh-oh is right.
Wait for me, I whispered. Mommy has to take care of something.
I ran out of the bedroom, moving fast and quiet, and shut the door behind me.
Thud, thud, thud!
Hold your horses, I'm coming, and then you'll have some explaining to do.
It took me 2 seconds to clear the long staircase leading from the third floor to the reinforced front door. I grabbed the lever, slid it sideways, and lowered the metal flap covering the small window. Teddy Joe's brown eyes stared back at me.
What the hell are you doing here? Do you know what time it is?
Open the door, Kate,
Teddy Joe breathed.
It's an emergency.
It was always an emergency. My whole life was one long chain of emergencies. I unbarred the door and pulled it open. He charged in past me. His hair stuck out from his head, windblown. His face was bloodless and his eyes wild. He'd flown here at top speed. A sinking feeling tugged at my stomach. Teddy Joe was Thanatos, the Greek angel of death. Freaking him out took a lot of doing. I thought it had been too quiet lately. I shut the door and locked it.
I need help, he said.
Is anybody in danger right now?
They're dead. They're all dead.
Whatever was happening had already happened.
I need you to come and see this.
Can you explain what it is?
No.
He grabbed my hand.
I need you to come right now.
I looked at his hand on mine. He let go. I walked into the kitchen, took a pitcher of iced tea out of the fridge, and poured him a tall glass. Drink this and try to calm down. I'm going to get dressed and find a babysitter for Conlon, and then we'll go. He took the glass. The tea trembled. I ran upstairs, opened the door, and nearly collided with my son. Conlon grinned at me. He had my dark hair and Curran's gray eyes. He also had Curran's sense of humor, which was driving me crazy. Conlon started walking early, at 10 months, which was typical of shapeshifter children, and now he was running at full speed. His favorite games included running away from me, hiding under various pieces of furniture, and knocking stuff off of horizontal surfaces. Bonus points if the object broke.
Mommy has to go to work.
I pulled off the long t-shirt I used as a nightgown and grabbed a sports bra. I should like to know where your dada is, off on one of his expeditions.
Dada?
Conlon perked up. Not yet, I told him, reaching for my jeans. He should be coming back tomorrow or the day after. Conlon stomped around. Besides early walking and some seriously disturbing climbing activity, he showed no signs of being a shapeshifter. He didn't change shape at birth, and he hadn't shifted yet. By 13 months, he should have been turning into a little baby lion on a regular basis. Doolittle had found Like V in Conlon's blood, present in large quantities, but the virus lay dormant. We always understood it was a possibility, because my blood ate the immortuous pathogen and Like V for breakfast and asked for seconds. But I knew Curran had hoped our son would be a shapeshifter. So did Doolittle. For a while, the Pax Medmage kept trying different strategies to bring the beast out. He would still be trying, except I'd pulled the plug on that. About 6 months ago, Curran and I visited the keep and left Conlon with Doolittle for about 20 minutes. When we came back, I found Conlon crying on the floor with 3 shapeshifters in warrior form growling at him while Doolittle looked on. I'd kicked one out through the window and broke another's arm before Curran restrained me. Doolittle assured me that our son wasn't...